There was a sharp increase in the number of coronavirus cases and deaths reported around Arizona today. The State Department of Health Services has added 845 new infections and 30 deaths. That's about double what was reported yesterday. Even though most pandemic restrictions on businesses and gatherings have now been lifted in Arizona, there are a few socially distanced COVID-era workarounds some people wanted to keep. Allison Daniels and Nick Harper live in Phoenix's Willow neighborhood. When Arizona basically shut down last year, they started hosting live concerts on their front porch. They said it was a safe way to bring their neighbors together and to support local artists. It became a weekly event called 528 Live, and they hoped it would continue, but Phoenix police shut the concerts down last weekend. KJZZ's Catherine Davis-Young spoke with Harper and Daniels.
Can you first tell us how you started hosting these concerts and describe what they were like?
It first started for us. One of my very best friends is a local musician. And so when COVID started, she and many of our friends who are local musicians were essentially unemployed. And besides money not coming in for them, they weren't able to do what they're passionate about, which was perform in front of live audiences. That just stopped. And they were heartbroken. And I had said to them, you guys, we have the coolest front porch ever. And we have really incredible neighbors. And I think that if you were to come to our house and start performing, that, you know, it would serve two purposes. It would bring people together during a pandemic when we're supposed to stay apart, but we can do it in a really safe way. And it could potentially make you guys some money and fill that void that's going on right now for them. So that was how it all started. It probably took us a couple weeks to convince them that it was a great idea. And after the first show, they kind of all got on board and wanted to play, and it just took off from there.
And I understand that this became a weekly series, and it's been almost a year now. What were some of your favorite performances?
Oh, wow. Oh. Gosh, that's a tough one.
Every week is my new favorite show.
Exactly. No, I mean, honestly, everybody that's had the opportunity to do this is just been amazing, which has just been fantastic for us to be able to provide an avenue for everybody to see just the fantastic talent here in Phoenix.
How many neighbors did you usually have at the concerts?
Well, when it first started, I would say probably maybe 30, 40 people at the beginning, which, you know, worked great. Everybody, you know, spread across and into people's and neighbors' yards. But it's definitely evolved a bit as more and more people have gotten to know it. It has doubled and tripled in that amount of time.
What has been the response from your neighborhood throughout the past year?
It's been incredible. It's been really, really positive. It's week after week after week, we have people come up to us in person or send us messages telling us that this is the thing that has got them through COVID, that feeling connected to the community and seeing live music and feeling like they're a part of something so positive has given them the hope to get through something that felt so very isolating.
But over the weekend, the concerts were shut down by the police. Tell us what happened there.
Every month, there's a monthly board meeting with the Willow Association, Neighborhood Association. That's not something that we normally would attend. The agenda is posted publicly, but you know, it's just kind of neighborhood stuff. There was no notice that 528 Live or Nick and I would be discussed. So that wasn't something we had intended to hop on. Everybody on our street got an email with an updated agenda saying that porch concerts were going to be discussed. We were not on that email chain. And so Thursday there was a neighborhood meeting, and there's a community action officer who was on that call. He's part of the neighborhood. And people said that they were concerned about traffic, and noise, I believe. And so we weren't aware of any of that. We weren't invited to be a part of that conversation or communication. Nobody knocked on our door to tell us there was any concerns. And so Friday we got a message from a neighbor that just said, hey, I think you should be aware that this is what is potentially going down on Saturday. So Saturday we just had the show as usual. I took a video of the crowd. We had, if I had to guess, maybe 60 people who were either in our yard or had been invited to join neighbors in their yards. I'm sure there were some people on the street, but we had put out like a dozen orange cones in front of the neighbor's yard or in front of their houses to make it safe so that cars wouldn't park there and people could be safely out of the street. And then 10 minutes before the show ended, three squad cars and I want to say seven police officers showed up and told us that we had to shut the show down.
What would you like to say to your neighbors? Obviously, there were some people in your neighborhood who had concerns about the parking, about the noise, about the crowds. What would you like to say in response to them?
I think we're going to choose to focus on the positive. I want to thank everybody for their words of encouragement and support. It's been overwhelming, the people offering to host shows at their house, or if we were cited, offering to pay any fines. We feel the love. We really, really appreciate that. I would have really welcomed a friendly conversation with anybody that was upset, but we're just going to focus on how great we still feel like this neighborhood is.
Yeah, no, I think that's important too, is that, you know, since this happened, you know, we've just had an outpouring of support, you know, from the just general community as a whole, but I mean, most importantly, a ton of support still just from our neighborhood. More than a few people have reached out and been very public about the fact that, you know, they live in this neighborhood and they're disappointed that it's not happening anymore, and have reached out to just offer their continued support and to be able to help find a way to be able to continue to do this, you know, for this neighborhood too, that, you know, they enjoy and we enjoy.
And what are you planning next for the concerts now that they have been shut down? Are you looking for ways to continue elsewhere?
I would say that we honestly don't know for sure. We had been tossing around the idea for many months of maybe just buying a property downtown or something like that and building an actual porch and just being able to continue the magic and the authenticity of what this has become. For this week, Thunderbird Lounge has offered to show or host our show that's at 5 o'clock with Obadiah Parker for this Saturday. So that's super, super kind. So we're going to head over there on Saturday for that show. Beyond that, I'm not sure. I think that maybe if we can get permission to continue, not on our street, because I don't want to cause any trouble with anybody, but on a different street or in a different neighborhood, or maybe do them a little like less often or something. We'd really love to continue as long as we have the support of the community and neighbors in whatever neighborhood that would be. We would love to continue bringing people together and offering them incredible live music.
Nick Harper and Allison Daniels are the creator of the 528 Live Concerts. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having us, Kate.
Thank you so much for having us on. It's been great to chat with you.